This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Excuse me.
Sit down.
You're out of line and an embarrassment.
Hey, sit down.
Please get his ass out of here. This isn't the place to talk this over.
This is totally predictable. When you
Sir, you're out of line. Sir, you're out of line. Please leave this auditorium. I can't believe you're a sick son of a bitch that would come to a deal like this to make a political issue.
Yeah, you want me to come in? So we're following some developments here at this news conference here in Uvalde right now. That is Beto O'Rourke, who is telling the governor of Texas right now another shooting is going to happen, essentially putting the onus on the governor and the leadership in Texas right now, confronting him face-to-face at this news conference over the killings that happened at this elementary school. We should mention Beto O'Rourke is also running for office here in the state of Texas, statewide office.
Yeah, but Beto, dude, he's disgusting. I mean, showing up at that conference to score political points for his campaign to, I don't know what he's running for, dog catcher. I wouldn't vote for him for that either. Welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show, Sacred Fire of Liberty edition. Obviously, we front and center in the news, who could avoid it, the issue of the tragedy in that elementary school there in Texas. And, I said this yesterday, and we'll have Jonathan Emord come in here as well to chime on, not only on Beto and things that are going on, but I've got enough history, with my Jewish ancestry and history, that where you gave up guns and suddenly you were defenseless and then you were slaughtered. You were nearly eradicated from the world. Now, this is not to say that in that case that if Jews didn't give up their firearms, they still wouldn't have been harmed in some way, shape, or form, but you would have taken some bad guys out with you. And I think that is appropriate in such circumstances when you're threatened. And so I mentioned yesterday on the show having, my son has already graduated. He's out in the working world, but my daughter's still in high school. And I made sure, and I'm sure, that they have a well-armed defensive capacity within that school so that you don't wait for a shooting event to then call the police that may be minutes or who knows how long away to respond or react. At that point, the tragedy has already occurred. To have a defensive position that is as overwhelming to those who would come in and attack the defenseless, the idea that you would make those folks even more defenseless by removing the ability to defend them, you follow me? This, to me, defies logic, common sense, or anything. It's just an emotional reaction for people that somehow have an irrational fear of inanimate objects that are used as tools more to defend life than to take it in context of, those that have bodyguards, those that are complaining they want to eradicate gun rights, right? Guns don't have rights, but the people are right to keep and bear arms. That those people claiming that you shouldn't have a firearm for your defense are completely surrounded by people that are heavily armed to keep you from them. Hypocrisy abounds in the argument to basically disarm Americans who would stand in defense against those tragic attacks. Jonathan Emord, welcome, my friend. We're cranking it up, and I know you've got some things to say about this and Beto as well, but welcome, my friend. I'm glad you're here.
Yes, sir, Robert. It's good to be with you.
Yeah. So Beto is obviously a buffoon and a dangerous one at best, I would say, because any of these folks that are saying the answer to these violent attacks that happen to have firearms involved is to disarm those that could have been in the, well, in a capacity to prevent them from occurring, it just, I don't know where these people are pulling from, because they're not using logic.
I quite agree with you, Robert. So Beto O'Rourke is an exhibitionist. He's a political exhibitionist. He craves for public attention, and he's a buffoon. He's filled with inconsistency, hypocrisy, and so he's really reached the point where in order to get that political attention that he craves, the public attention for him, in a political vein that he craves, he has to stage events, and this is just one of them. But on the bigger issue, the real issue of this horrific situation that took place in Texas in the elementary school there, the logic that you see missing from the far left on this, they hate the Second Amendment, and they don't understand it, and they think that guns in and of themselves are the animating force for crime, which of course is absurd. People will commit crime even if guns were not available. They would use other means and they would commit horrific acts. They'd use explosives or they would use knives or swords or spears or whatever. But the deterrent, you have to ask yourself, how do you minimize the risk of this happening again? And the smartest thing to do is to have a structure in place that focuses on maximizing the likelihood that anyone who would pose a lethal threat in this context would be killed as rapidly as possible, taken out as fast as possible. And the way that is achieved is by ensuring that there are armed individuals in the schools, mm-hmm. who are trained to use their weapons and trained for this type of circumstance. And then in addition, the schools are structured so that those who are trained can rapidly enter rooms and can have access, not necessarily through a door, but perhaps through the roof or through any other means, but have rapid access that is unique to them and to others who are teachers, for example, who are trained to use firearms as well. The more you can assure that anyone who does this is rapidly killed, the less attractive it becomes as a means to create terror.
Yeah, as a target. I mean, right. If a shooter knows, and I'm not saying there aren't people that are so far out of their mind and irrational and not connected to any logical thoughts, right? We've seen this, and you know this too, Jonathan. Many of, if not all of, the school shootings that we've seen in history, back from Columbine on forward, seem to have some connection to psychiatric medication, right? Removing the governor on behavior, because humans are human. They have bad days and good days, and sometimes you think, and somebody cut me off in traffic, you're angry, right? But you wouldn't resort to killing or violence, or in the sense of depression, thinking of killing yourself. I mean, people think of those things, suicidal ideation they talk about, but these drugs, and I don't know if that's involved in this case, I don't know, but we do know the pattern has emerged for decades now. It's not a mystery and should be one of the first things that's assessed when you see a shooter like this, or as a warning sign that somebody might have behavior that could lead to something desperate and horrible like this.
Antipsychotic drugs ordinarily increase the risk of suicidality and violent ideation in people who use those drugs. And there are a whole host of these types of drugs. In some countries, for example, in England, it's unlawful in light of the evidence to prescribe such drugs to youth. In the United States, it's lawful. They have a black box warning that says that this may increase the risk of suicide and violent behavior, but they don't prohibit the prescription of it to youth. And it is undoubtedly contributing to violence among youth because it's known. The association is not controversial in the scientific community. It's generally accepted.
Yeah.
So that's one part of it, but the bigger part of it, I think, is this assurance of rapid and successful intervention to kill those who are posing a lethal threat in the school.
Yeah.
And that is not there in most instances. I don't know what the situation was in the grade school here. I do know that the Border Patrol agents were involved, and one of them, who we don't know his name, was an extraordinary hero who took out this 18-year-old terrorist in one fell swoop. The problem was, as I understand it, from the vantage point of the police and the Border Patrol, was basically the structure of the room did not allow for them to get a good angle to shoot the
to take them down, right?
And so it required a degree. We're going to learn more, but apparently it required quite a degree of heroism on the part of the Border Patrol agent who broke through the door and then achieved the objective. But it's this kind of thing that we have to think about. We have to think about the structure of the school itself, its architecture, and means by which those who would intervene could do so rapidly and successfully.
Yeah.
And focus on that. Instead of that, of course, we have Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi and Joe Biden focusing on this ridiculous idea, unconstitutional in itself, but ridiculous, that you take away the arms of those who are law-abiding, and that will somehow prevent those who are intent on criminality from using a weapon. All it will do is disarm those who would otherwise be able to defend themselves and survive. And it's also, of course, the first element of tyranny. If you want to take away the people's liberties, the first thing you do is disarm them.
Yeah, take away their ability to defend themselves against more powerful forces, more powerful than they are. For instance, women, if they're vulnerable in situations, if you say they cannot carry, right, for instance, in their defense, to equalize the playing field, so to speak, if an attacker goes after them. Now, I mentioned this, and I try to personalize this discussion the best way I can, knowing that my daughter's still in high school, right? And I've been engaged a bit to understand that at the school she's going to, they do have well-armed, and I believe even the teachers have a lot, if they have met the qualifications and are trained in active shooter drills as well, and those that monitor the campus, so that it would prevent somebody from even entering, right? The idea that you would wait to call the police to react to something as opposed to be proactive.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Thank you. Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Rocking the health world to the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Start seeing, hey, there's some suspicious guy on the campus. Let's stop it there. And so I try to, you know, take it out of even political discussion, although you can't avoid it when there are many in the body politic arguing that we should be defenseless and that those schools should be gun-free zones. And yet the only thing a sign that says this is a gun-free zone does is lets a potential perpetrator know that there will be no resistance to their heinous acts in this case.
Yeah,
now,
they don't, what they need to do, what they need to understand, and they refuse to, is to understand the psyche or the incentive of a criminal. A criminal is going to look for an opportunity mm-hmm. to exploit.
Vulnerability.
So if you tell people that this is a gun-free zone, then the first weapon they will think of in going into the gun-free zone to have the maximum impact and ability to terrorize people is a gun.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's ridiculous. It's sort of like the people who put baby on board in a bumper sticker on their car. The only people who find that interesting are sick. I mean, the problem with that is, why are you advertising to the only class that has an interest in your baby being on board your car, which is someone who's interested in molesting or killing your child? Better to not do that.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's this liberal mindset that says, oh, you know, if we all get rid of our guns, then there'll be no gun violence. Well, do you honestly think that people who are currently violating the law will follow the law?
Yeah, suddenly they will be law-abiding, you know what. So we've got to go into the Second Amendment concept and the history of it, because apparently the Biden regime and Biden himself or whoever's writing his speeches continually gets the facts so far from right that to call them wrong would be an understatement. And we get into the context of the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear in arms is, you know, shall not be infringed. And so many arguments are now coming out. Well, they never had these back then, and you couldn't have these back then. On and on it goes. And Super Don, do you have that clip of Biden ready, where he's actually saying something that is so demonstrably false. It's like, how does he keep making the same mistake? This is not the first time he's said this or done this. Superdon, do you have that ready?
I spent my career as chairman of the Judiciary Committee and as vice president working for common sense gun reforms. As I said, as a senator and a vice president. While they clearly will not prevent every tragedy, we know certain ones will have significant impact and have no negative impact on the Second Amendment. Second Amendment is not absolute. When it was passed, you couldn't own a cannon. You couldn't own certain kinds of weapons. It's just always been limitations.
So where is the basis within the laws of, the signing of the Constitution and the ratification of it that said, yeah, you can't have a cannon? For instance, just as an example, he threw that out there. It's like, there's got to be reference historically somewhere.
He's an idiot because he's directly contrary to historical fact. For example, in the South, in the battle for the South with the British, Francis Marion, who is a hero of the Revolution, was a commander in the militia. The militia are just private citizens who are loyal to the Whig cause, and they frequently did, a cannon. Now, they're not in the Continental Army. They're just private citizens. There was no action taken against them by the Continental Congress to deny them access to cannons. They own those cannons. They stole them from the British. They acquired them one way or another. They were given them sometimes by the Continental Army without hesitation. So these are private individuals who are taking up arms against the British. They're called the militia. And it is precisely to defend against the threat that was posed that their right to bear arms exists. If you are threatened with a thermonuclear weapon, you have a right to have a thermonuclear weapon to defend yourself. Now, I'm not an advocate for the public to perceive themselves as having a right to a thermonuclear weapon, but I am telling you this, that you have a right to a weapon equal to that which is ordinarily posed against you in society today. Mm-hmm. And so, for example, when we have street crimes being committed with automatic weapons, then if you don't have an automatic weapon in your defense,
you're at a disadvantage. Yeah.
And the police fully understand that. And unfortunately, frequently, the police are not allowed to have automatic weapons.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Memorial Day weekend gas prices are at a 10-year high. The national average is now at $4.61 a gallon, the highest price in the United States in 10 years. The increasing cost of gas isn't stopping drivers from hitting the road, and AAA predicts over 35 million people will travel by car this weekend. That marks a 5% increase from last year. Regarding high gas prices, Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz believes the administration is happy to see them.
The Biden administration is slow-walking permits at every stage. This is deliberate. It's not an accident.
If you're flying, take note. FlightAware saying flights are continuing to be canceled across the country. Over 1,500 were canceled on Saturday. USA Radio News. Two people are dead and two people are missing after two boats collide on a Georgia river. Officials in Chatham County say the boats collided Saturday morning along the Wilmington River near Savannah, killing two and injuring two. Two other people are still missing. A serious boating accident has also been reported in Illinois. Authorities say a 30-foot boat burst into flames on the Illinois River near Seneca on Saturday night, injuring 14 people. The cause of the fire remains under investigation. Former President Donald Trump rallied Saturday night for Harriet Hageman, who's mounting a primary challenge to Wyoming Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney.
The phony narrative that Liz Cheney is pushing has been the radical left's pretext for their all-out war on free speech.
The former president speaking in Casper, Wyoming, Representative Cheney emerged as an outspoken Trump critic. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim a credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
Of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
And so it is the case that the Second Amendment's violated with impunity all over the country in different ways, but there's no question in my mind that the meaning of the Second Amendment is very simple in this regard. You have a right to bear arms. You have that right. You have a right. It's unrestricted. You don't have to get a permit. You don't have to get the government's permission to carry a particular kind of weapon. You have a right to bear arms. Now, you don't have a right to terrorize people. You don't have a right to threaten people. You don't have a right to point that gun at someone who's unarmed and is innocent.
Mm-hmm.
You have a right to defend yourself, and you have a right to carry that weapon, mm-hmm. and you should have that right to carry that weapon interstate, and you should not be molested by the police when you do so. And we've got this whole notion that somehow when law-abiding people carry weapons, we are at greater risk. Well, the fact of the matter is that's our greatest defense. And although it largely goes unreported by the mainstream media, there are innumerable instances nationwide in which individuals have defended themselves and their property using a
more often than, than not, especially
people's lives as a consequence of their use of the weapon.
Jonathan, you and I would recognize and acknowledge that there's been a societal breakdown in certain norms, right? And I argue that it's our abandonment of our spiritual origin point where we value life and defend it. And that's a big problem in our culture. Now, I'm not mandating that everybody has to believe what I believe, but certainly we recognize it as people abandon things that would inspire them to defend life rather than to take it, you know, wantonly and in murderous rampages and things like that. You know, we look back in history, and even I remember in a kid in the 70s, I was never raised around guns, but there were like shooting clubs within schools that existed. And you see pictures of kids that would go to school with their rifle or whatever, and they would just set it on the side of the building. That's how different it was in terms of values. And so I'm not naive to the changes, but at the same time, to argue that because people have abandoned certain principles from the past, that we should disarm the people who would not utilize them in defense of life rather than to take life. It's, again, it's not a critical thinking, what we say, conclusion. It's one that's an emotional response to something that we all feel deeply, I believe, terrible, horrible tragedies about. But then we have to step back from that emotional state and say, what logically could we do to prevent it, as opposed to just say, hey, it's the gun, it's the gun, it's the gun. Remove guns from everybody, and then this will all be fine, which we know those folks that are never going to abide by any decency or laws or limitations are going to take advantage of the disarmament. There's an article, our buddy Michael Bolden from the 10th Amendment Center has a great quote talking about the threat of government against the people when the people are disarmed. Before a standing army can rule, the people must be disarmed. That's Noah Webster, 10th October, 1787. Thank you, Michael Bolden, for that. So it's not just about criminal elements. It's about government. The last defense against the scourge of a government that has no limitation to take over.
It's a matter of sovereignty, really. Mm-hmm. And what the founding fathers understood is that the people would be sovereign in this country under a republic. And so as a result, because you're sovereign, you are allowed to have a weapon to defend yourself and your liberty. And you may have that right and enjoy it so long as government doesn't exceed its limits on its own power. And ideally, the government is in lockstep with the people in defense of their liberties and therefore uses its own military to go alongside the people, like as was the case in the American Revolution. The Continental Army, the formal army, was backed by the militia, which was private individuals defending their own property, defending their own communities, and using their own weapons. And there were calls to arms because it was understood that the people had arms and that they had all kinds of weapons. The sharpshooters, many times, who had weapons far better than a musket, who had rifles, long bore rifles, and could shoot much farther distances than the official musket of the British Army, were oftentimes enlisted to kill the redcoats at a distance and became indispensable to the movement for liberty. But they were fighting quintessentially. They were fighting for their personal liberty, for their families, for their property. And so when you're attacked, I mean, we have BLM rioting where people are destroying private property, Antifa rioting, and they're destroying people's private property. These people are far much worse off. They're really vulnerable when they don't have a weapon. What happens? Look at those instances where Antifa and BLM arrived at someone's establishment and the people had weapons. Yeah, very little happens there.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure this out, but it does take much, much more than a rocket scientist, really a expert in clinical psychology at a high level, to understand the liberal penchant for denying every American their right to bear arms.
Well, it's an emotional response, and emotionality, doesn't rely on critical thinking skills, as we said. The good news is there's a Rasmussen poll that says a majority of likely voters do not believe that more gun control would stop mass shootings. We've talked about the 10th Amendment.
You and I both know it makes much worse.
Yeah, no, and we've talked about the 10th Amendment. The states have an obligation not to participate and cooperate with the federal government when they violate the rights of the people, right, in this case. At the federal level, there's no basis for gun control measures. As Biden would like to claim, the Second Amendment has its limitations. And, you know, I disagree when it comes to me. I'm not giving up my ability to defend myself or my family or innocence simply because somebody feels emotionally challenged, which, again, I acknowledge the emotionality. That's a human experience when we look at brutal events like this. But you don't then react like what happened in Australia after those horrible events and New Zealand, where they gave up their any right to keep and bear arms. And now the government ran roughshod over them in the last 2 years and denied them freedoms and forced them into vaccination or quarantine camps, even if they weren't sick.
Yeah. Remember, you know, it doesn't take us really to have to go through history very far to find instances where individuals have been disarmed by their government and have died in large numbers because of that. I mean, in London, just a couple of years ago, we saw a terrorist, a Muslim, a radical fundamentalist terrorist, who wielded weapons and killed many people and injured a large number of additional ones before he was finally taken down. But that was because people were not allowed to arm themselves. There was, you know, in England, they're not allowed to have weapons. And so they can't defend themselves when someone has a weapon. And you think it's hard to get a weapon into these countries? No. It's not hard to get a weapon into these countries. It's certainly, what are you going to do? I mean, just think about it. If you wanted to institute a program of disarming the American people, you would get people who would be enraged by it. But if you were to force it upon them in a dictatorial manner like Biden ultimately would dream of, you would end up with an underground market in weapons much greater than it is now. And you would have a criminal element that would control it through, like, the cartels. And they would be supplying criminals with that, and you'd have it part of the drug trade and everything else. And it would create this massive criminal enterprise, and they would just feast upon a disarmed public. They'd know wherever they went, no matter what they did, they would be able to kill as many people and would have the ability to get out without dying. And if you don't create a deterrent for them, then everybody is a sitting duck.
Yeah.
You remember the people remember the Malvo crime spree in Washington, D.C. when, you know, D.C. at the time was pushing for total gun control. And these guys just went around in a vehicle with the back customized so they could shoot through the back trunk of the vehicle of people. And they killed and maimed people all over the Washington, D.C. area for several weeks of terror and
no ability to defend themselves.
If this were in Texas, probably within a very short period of time, both of those guys would have been killed by armed citizens responding to the fire.
Well, in recent history, we've seen attacks on religious facilities, churches, for instance, and the assailants are immediately taken out by those who carry a weapon in a concealed fashion and immediately wield it and defend life in that context. Now, we've got, you know, left-leaning folks, if you can even call it that. I don't even know what to say about these people anymore. Like Andrea Mitchell on NBC says nothing in the Constitution at all about assault weapons. Right. And then she says, oh, the killer appeared to have something like an assault weapon. The term assault weapon
is
it's a made up term to make something a tool sound even scarier to people that don't know anything about them. I mean, it's a firearm, as we know what firearms are for. We know what they can do. But to call it somehow an assault weapon, now you've subcategorized firearms and say, well, they didn't write about assault weapons in the Constitution. They didn't mean that in the Second Amendment. It's like
they write about it means that there's no power to address it.
Exactly. Exactly.
They actually wrote about the right to bear arms.
Right.
And they made that a fundamental right, an individual right against the state. It didn't have to be in the Constitution to be an individual right, but it's one of the rights that they put into the Constitution, it being a non-exclusive list of rights, the Bill of Rights. But how can Andrea Mitchell say, well, because there's no reference to assault weapons, we can deny you a right to bear arms? Oh, well, there is a reference to a right to bear arms, Andrea.
Mm-hmm. Just incredible. Now, you know, because this show, sometimes we stray and talk about health issues, Jonathan. And I know if people don't know Jonathan E. Mort, he's also been called the FDA Dragon Slayer. He's been tackling the bureaucratic oligarchy in the courts for clients for many years and actually has beaten back the FDA world record like 8 times now officially. Isn't it 8? That's my memory.
That in the Western States medical case where I was one of the lawyers for the plaintiff against the FDA, that would be 9. That was in the Supreme Court case.
Yeah, so 9. So yet, despite that, the oligarchy often ignores even these court rulings. And if you were to, let's say, manufacture or sell or market a dietary supplement like selenium, that's the great example that you've been engaged in for so many years, and reference the peer-reviewed medical scientific literature, pretty solid on selenium and its prevention and reversal and even treatment of quote-unquote cancer, and you reference that and it's on the shelf, selenium, you say powerful anti-cancer mineral, and you have all the peer-reviewed literature backing up despite winning all of those cases, there would be elements of the police state, oftentimes state-level officials cooperating with the federal officials that don't have the policing powers and numbers to enforce this. Then this is where the states fall prey to thinking they are subservient to the federal government when, in fact, the federal government is violating the rights of the people. In this case, First Amendment violations didn't just start with COVID. You know, it came to anything that would compete with the pharmaceutical entities that have captured these agencies like FDA.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. so be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ag Council.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Scott Bell Show.
Virtually nothing in there that they're asking that they be given.
And then he tells the American people that we don't have the right to keep and bear arms because we couldn't have cannons.
It takes more than Biden to do this, of course. It's Nancy Pelosi, it's Chuck Schumer.
And who's writing his scripts, you know?
Yeah, these people are ridiculous. They pander for public opinion. Mm-hmm. And they don't care whether they violate constitutional rights, whether they violate the Constitution, whether they actually help Ukraine or not. I mean, they're all like Beto O'Rourke, to tell you the truth. They're all just essentially political exhibitionists.
Jonathan, we have a few minutes left in this hour, and I want to address the hashtag Stop the Treaty. Now, I think the treaty is already engaged in terms of WHO and other things like that. But here's what's making the rounds. The idea that this is an imminent threat to U.S. sovereignty or whatever's left of it. Should the WHO declare a new pandemic of any kind, they would supersede federal and state and local governments in how they could manage the threat, real or imagined. And if this passes, if we sign on to these expansions of power, so to speak, of the WHO, it will be then up to the states that are highly corrupted by the federal and globalist agendas to fight back in lawsuits that could take years before we're remedying the violations of the supremacy clause that say, well, if you make a treaty that overrides everything. But what about the treaty? Doesn't it have to be within or in pursuance with the Constitution and the limitations on government? Well, you make a treaty to violate the Constitution.
Yeah, I think there are a number of problems. One is that the treaty power does not embrace a perpetual treaty. In other words, the treaty can't evolve based on the administration's creation of new amendments to expand the power of an entity that was not passed by Congress as a treaty. The Congress never intended for an emergency power to be exercised by the World Health Organization that would trump our own domestic laws and would enable a transfer of fundamental power over American health and safety and sovereignty to an international organization. That's not what we signed up for when we entered into this treaty, and the Biden administration is reading the treaty to allow it and is apparently willing to go along with this and is quite excited about it, as a matter of fact, which just shows you how sick they are. But this is to be blocked by Congress. It should be a suit by the Republicans who oppose this. They should file suit against the administration for violating the treaty clause, members of the Republicans in the Senate.
Can they do that before it's so-called ratified, even if there's a ratification process in this case? I don't even know if they're going...
The president would have to violate the treaty essentially by amending it without going back to...
Gotcha. So on that basis alone. So is there, what do you sense, what is the pulse? Is there a sense that they can stop this from happening, or is it fait accompli? What do you think?
Oh, there's definitely a way to stop this. And I mentioned that the suit by Republicans against the administration, there's a receptivity, tremendous receptivity in the courts, as we've seen, for stopping this administration's abuses of power. This would just be another instance where the courts would stop the administration from creating effectively a new treaty with the World Health Organization under the false guise that it's part of the old treaty when it clearly, clearly, clearly is not. So the suit would be by Republican senators against the Biden administration for violating the World Health Organization treaty and by not seeking the advice and consent of the Senate in amending it. That would be the basis for it. And then, as you point out, the states, too, would sue.
Yeah. All right, Jonathan, I wish we weren't out of time, but I know that you've got a big Memorial Day weekend party to prep and plan. Is that coming together?
It is. It's miraculous. We've been praying for good weather, and it was 60% rain, thunderstorms. And then this morning we got word that it's going to be sunny, clear skies, and 80 degrees. So it's going to be
great. Well, I hope you get some great pictures or maybe even some video clips of some of the amazing entertainment that's going to be there. We'd love to spotlight because when Jonathan throws a party, it's a capital P arty. It's awesome. And I wish I could be there except that, this weekend I've committed to be at the Advanced Medicine Conference and speak on it.
I wish you're here too, Robert. That's the sweet spot in the whole affair that it just isn't going to be there, and it makes me sad to see, really.
Well, so. we also look forward. I know it's a few months away, but time moves forward. The Health Freedom Expo, of course, will be reunited, and other events perhaps along the way we'll let everybody know. So thank you, my brother, for being with us and rekindling that sacred fire of liberty every week, each time. So that's Jonathan E. Moore. Thank you, my brother. Thank you for being here. Thank you for sharing the show. RobertScottBell.com/listen. And reminder, the power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Bell Show.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.